Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
So, guys, welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room and check in with everybody. He loves to tell us that he's a cool dad. When his son didn't want to go to Drake with him, that made him sad. It's Eddie.
Guys, I've got myself a new hobby. I'm going to be breeding butterflies.
How did you even know this was a thing?
I was watching some show on Netflix. It was like a fiction show, whatever. And like one of the characters, he does this. He goes into the garden and finds little eggs or whatever and just raises butterflies and he lets them out in the wild.
With the intention to do what?
I think he was doing like endangered species. So he was like trying to help the population of that monarch butterfly.
Is this a hobby? Is it like when you say you want to give a kidney to somebody or you want to do more charity work? No. Like where you literally have done nothing?
No, I already ordered my kit.
Then okay, you're further
I've
in
ordered
this.
My kit. It's like a cage.
What's in a kit? A cage?
Yeah, a cage, and it comes with three caterpillars. So you start with the caterpillars, you feed it every single day, and you watch that caterpillar turn into a butterfly. And once it's a butterfly, away you go, little butterfly.
Wait. So you only have three, and then what do you do?
I'm going to go look for other caterpillars.
Oh, you go catch them in the wild.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go into the woods and find
eggs. But
then
why don't you let them evolve themselves?
I, what do you mean?
I get why the other guy, if something's endangered and he's trying to help multiply it, but you're just finding eggs, you don't even know what kind they are, and they're already going to do their own process themselves.
I think, rodents and stuff try to kill these eggs.
That is a great thing to say back to her for that.
Saving them from rodents.
I'm genuinely curious.
That's a great thing to say back.
Thank you,
because
dude.
I also was feeling like she was like, let them do their thing, man. But I like that response.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Let us know how it goes with your first three butterflies.
And I might bring my first butterfly here and just let it out in the room.
Love it.
How cool would that be?
This is what my kid did in school when he was like 10. You know?
I hear you, but let the guy have a hobby, you know?
Okay.
Thanks, man.
He's got like 84 kids, you know? All right, moving on. He's always thinking of ways to make money, and most of his bits make us cringe, but they are pretty funny. It's Lunchbox.
I really want to know what you guys have been right about recently, because I came on here and told you this. NCIS Sydney is absolute garbage. Terrible TV. It sucks. I don't know how the NCIS franchise lets this go on.
Is it worse than the other ones, though? Or are they all that bad?
Well, I've never seen any of the other ones, so I had no idea. So I posted something on Instagram. I was like, guys, what am I missing? This is trash. And all the NCIS heads were like, you're right. It doesn't compare to the original.
Is that their real name? Like a Swifty, an NCIS head?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, got it.
And they're like, dude, Hawaii and LA and the original are so much better. I can't believe they actually allow this in the franchise. It's giving it a bad name. You're missing out. And they're like, I watched one episode. I had to quit. So they all agree with me. This is not going to last.
How many episodes have you watched?
Four? Five?
How many are there total?
I don't know.
Got to get to watching. We're going to need another report this week.
I know. I needed a couple days to decompress from how bad the other ones were. And I'm just glad that I am right and I'm not crazy.
I forgot. He wants to know what you were right about.
Have you been right about anything lately?
I don't know.
Really?
I'd have to think. I don't know. Have you been?
I said it would be the Chiefs and the 49ers in the Super Bowl.
Right.
You said that exactly?
Well, not like 80 years ago, like weeks ago, right. A few weeks ago.
Not bad.
I put it on my Instagram. So, but who cares? Mm-hmm. Do you anything?
Well, my wife said that I threw something away and I told her I didn't, and then she ended up finding it.
You're right.
So I was right about that.
That feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It feels good when you're right about something and America backs you up.
All right. Well, there you go. Thank you, Lunchbox. When it comes to talking, she's definitely a pro. She's up for an award for her Women of iHeart Country show. It's Amy!
So sometimes when you're talking to someone or you've gone out on a date and then they disappear, you might be like, what?
I thought
we had a good time. We've been ghosted. Well, my friend thought she had been ghosted after she went out on one date with a guy and then she never heard from him. And she did think that was odd because the date ended with, hey, I had a good time. Like, let's do this again. And come to find out, he died.
Oh, he's a real ghost.
Right. And she thought for a while, she built up all this, you know, she was annoyed and frustrated and angry. Like, what? Like, why is he just leaving me hanging completely?
What if he's a real ghost, though, and he's like trying to tell her, I can't go on a second date. I promise I'm not ghosting you, but I'm a ghost.
Yeah. Oh, man.
She just can't hear him and connect.
Right.
Then he died.
Mm-hmm. She found out through, I guess, you know, on their date. As you get to know someone, it was like, I know this person. Oh, you know that person? So then she asked around and...
That stinks.
That's this crazy story.
Like, I know.
Oh. It's terrible.
What?
But I just thought, you never know what happens to somebody. Maybe it's not death, but it could be... There could be
extreme
circumstances.
What if he just covered his tracks? He really doesn't want to go out with her, so he told the friend, tell her I'm dead.
That's a little much.
Hey, tell her I'm dead.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and then she's at the coffee shop. He's like, wait a minute.
I saw a ghost.
All right,
Ray, go ahead.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, his alarms keep going off at night, giving him quite the fright. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. We didn't have the alarm company come out, by the way, and fix it. And they were like, you guys have been so patient with us. I'm like, we have no choice. We haven't been patient. We've had no choice. It just goes off in the middle of the night. I want to do an update. There was some email account had gotten my number and was texting me through their email saying they were Thomas Rhett. You guys remember the story and he wanted to come over?
Yeah.
He's like, hey, I want to come over. You want to hit some golf balls on your golf simulator? Because it was snowy and have an indoor golf simulator. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, come over anytime. He's like, cool. How about today? And I was like, come over whenever. He never came over. So I came on and said, hey, I think there's an attempted scamming. Like, I know Thomas Rhett's number, but it was coming from an email. Well, I got a text the next day from Thomas Rhett going, yeah, that was me. I got to not feeling good after that. Sorry about that.
But it was him.
It was him.
That's crazy.
From
an email address. I was like,
maybe because he's texting on his computer. Sometimes that happens.
I text my computer all the time.
I know. It depends on how you have it synced. Because sometimes my computer will show up as some weird Apple email, and people are like, who is this?
Well, I thought I was getting hacked or scammed, and I wasn't. It was really him.
That's crazy.
Eddie ran into Thomas Rhett somewhere.
I did, at a basketball game. Yeah, and I embarrassed myself.
What happened?
It was terrible. Like, so I was with my son, my 10-year-old son. We're walking to our car, and there's Thomas Rhett, and I'm like, oh, what's up, dude? He's like, hey, man, what's going on? We talk for a second, and then he looks at my son. He's like, hey, buddy, how's it going? My son's like, hey, what's up? And I said, do you know who this is? And my son was like, no, no clue. That's Thomas Rhett, dude. And my son's jaw dropped, like, oh, you're Thomas Rhett? And Thomas was like, yeah, I'm Thomas Rhett. And I should have kept it cooler than that. I felt like I crossed that boundary of, like, friends and, like, a starstruck.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because it all changed after that.
It's Thomas Rhett.
I know.
Yeah, that would have
made me feel like
we're not peers.
I should have been like, this is my buddy TR.
I said, hey, this is Thomas Rhett. It's my friend, but he also is a singer.
Just keep it cool.
Yeah.
Or just like when you get in the car, say, do you realize who that was? And then your kid can get excited that he saw him. But does he have to know in front of him? But I mean, I'm sure Thomas Rhett thought it was sweet that your son's
a fan. Oh, sure. I'm sure he wasn't bothered.
Yeah.
He just won't ever treat Eddie the same because Eddie's a super fan.
I'm a fangirl.
Yeah. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I've always been passionate about vintage watches, but in the last few years, it's become a major part of my life. I spend some time every day researching, trading,
and talking to other people online about watches. My girlfriend says it's becoming an obsession and it's affecting our relationship. I disagree. I love my hobby, but I wouldn't choose it over my relationship. Should I push back on my girlfriend's assessment? Bobby, I know you're now a watch guy. I've also heard you can get fixated on things from time to time. Is the passion I have for collecting watches unhealthy? Signed, William the Watch Collector. Let's remove watches from this scenario. It could be anything. It could be watches or water or baseball cards or purses, handbags, whatever it is, video games. If it is actually keeping you from doing things in your relationship that you would normally do, it is getting in the way. If it is keeping you from doing parts of your job that you would normally do, it is getting in the way. But there's a certain amount of time for hobby, certain amount of time for sleep, certain amount of time for work, certain amount of time for relationship. You have to make sure when you start to wonder if you're too much in one area, what I will do is I will just keep track of how much time I'm doing everything. If I look at it and it seems that I'm spending way too much time or money playing golf or video games or reading, sometimes I'll just get obsessed and I'll just want to read all day and I'll neglect everything else. So it doesn't have to be something that's bad.
Well, watch collecting's
fun and good.
Not bad, yeah.
Right. As long as it's not taking too much of time, energy, money, then you're fine. There are also people that you need to, you know, have communication with if it is too much. If your girlfriend says it's too much, she's obviously not being serviced in a way that makes her feel like an adequate partner. So maybe you peel from somewhere else. Don't go to work. Look at watches, but spend more time with her. But I would just track your time a little better. I do this too. And if I'm like, wow, I'm spending way too much time doing whatever it is for like a week, I won't change anything. I need to monitor it first. I need to see how much I'm doing it and what it's taken away from, and then I will adjust accordingly.
Yeah, and I think oftentimes other people in our lives see things before we do.
Or so, they're wrong about video games. I mean, sorry, watches.
No, but they see, they may, she's... Thankfully, she can express this to you, and I would definitely take seriously what she's saying because she's noticing stuff, a change.
You know, I'm not gonna co-sign her argument quite yet. I think he needs, because he'll be resentful if he just changes because she said that. He'll be resentful to her.
I'm saying pay attention because I think outside, our friends, our partners,
dude,
other
watches,
people,
buddy. You watches over everything.
They may notice changes in us before we do.
The only thing that I have trouble like resting my mind. I don't do good at vacation or relaxing. I tried to meditate, and not to meditate like I'm trying to connect with Buddha, but like just rest my mind because my mind feels like it's on a treadmill. My therapist said I just feel like I'm on a treadmill that never turns off. There are only two things I can do to not think. And I finally, after all this time, I found them. Play Madden football or NBA. That's it. Because I'm not thinking about life.
But you're thinking about the game, right?
Yeah, but I'm not focused on 80,000 things all at once. That and read, because I'm only focused on the words in front of me.
Got it. Mm.
And sometimes I'll find myself drifting off while reading, and I'm like, oh, I got to focus. But that's what anybody I know that meditates says they can do is just focus and stay focused on whatever their mantra or image or, and it lets their mind relax from all these other pressures and noises. But that's what I get when I read or I play PlayStation. It's the only time I relax.
So now are you like, hey, Caitlin, I'm meditating.
Boom. It's my meditation time.
And you jumped ahead of me. Yes. Let's go.
Got a headset on.
Let's go.
But also for anybody that's trying meditation or like, you know, a prayer time like that or something, and your brain goes all different kinds of places because mine does, give yourself grace. Nobody's perfect. Even the best meditators admit to like, hey, if your mind wanders, just be like, okay, mind wandered. No, come back to present. Come back to where I am. Come back to whatever, yeah, the mantra, the thought.
And
the
don't
image.
Think meditation is some sort of religious thing.
Mm-mm.
Prayer can be, but that is also a form of meditation for some people.
Yeah.
So think of meditation as for a lot of us that try to do it. Now, mine became with bad sleep. It's not a religious thing. It is trying to be a calming Yeah. focus thing. Because some people are like, I'm never going to meditate because I'm not going to pray to some Ra, the sun god. Mm. And I'm like, well, you just made Ra very mad. All right, good luck. Track your time, buddy. All right, that's what's up. Dad, close the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hope everybody's having a great morning. Lunchbox is a little sour today. What happened?
So we had the snow apocalypse that hit and everything was closed. City was shut down for like a week. Well, my kids couldn't go to daycare because guess what?
It's closed.
It's closed, right?
Yeah.
Well, check my credit card. Guess what they still charge me? For daycare. Mm. Full price. And I'm like, you weren't open.
Is daycare a subscription service?
How does that work?
Like you pay even if they don't, let's say they're open and your kids don't go, you still pay if they don't go? Like,
yes.
Okay, got it. So it's like a class.
Right, like you pay for them, but I'm saying like they should be like, hey, we're not going to charge you this.
Oh.
You
know,
right.
Because we're not open, so you didn't pay for a service. You didn't get anything in return, so why would I pay for it?
If they'd have given you the option.
Correct. If like, open if you want to come, but we understand the roads are bad, but it was, nope, we're closed, can't come.
So you won't get a week somewhere else?
No.
Like you asked them about it?
Yep.
You did?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yep.
What did they say?
They said, oh, no, it's open or closed. You get charged. Like it's,
so
it's not an option.
Did you sign a contract?
I don't know.
So Bones, if you
I would look at that.
If you have Netflix and like it's out for a couple days,
you still have to pay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I would compare it to that, right?
But Netflix doesn't really stay out for a whole day. Think about it. Has Netflix ever been out for a whole day?
No, never.
Like there's been like internet stuff at my house, or there's like glitchy occasionally with Netflix but it's never been out for a day. So I understand the analogy, but I can't believe for a week they would charge you.
Yeah, it's like me rolling up to Sonic and them saying, no, we don't have any burgers, but you owe us $50. What?
No, what?
No, sort of. No, but you don't get a burger. But you didn't agree to
pay. But I didn't get any service. I didn't get any daycare.
But if you had agreed with Sonic to come by and get a burger and pay for a burger every week.
And they were,
it's still weird. Thing. It's still weird. And
it's like Eddie's Chicken. Like if someone was subscribing and paying him per week and he didn't give me any chickens, it's like
if they were subscribing,
subscribing. Okay. It's crazy.
Okay, and a real
you can
example.
Subscribe if you'd like to DM me on my Instagram.
Oh, you're saying right now?
Yeah, if you want to.
A real example is like that week my daughter takes dance and her dance classes were canceled. And what they're doing is she'll get a free makeup at some point. And so we're not charged extra, although. So that's why I thought Lunchbox's place could maybe do that or like half off. I mean, I get that they're a business and now they've lost all this
money.
Aren't
a lot of people mad about that?
But
so much so they'd be like,
I should ask other parents. I don't really know. I don't
rally the troops.
Bro. Yeah.
Don't really talk to other parents. No, yeah, like, not really.
You should get some free days.
I put my hood up, go in, get the kids, get out. I mean, I don't want people stopping
me. Why is your hood up?
Which kid do you get?
All three.
Well, you have the hood up. Felt weird.
No, no, I'm saying so other parents don't stop me and want to talk to me and like,
what's
You know,
are you antisocial? I don't understand.
No, no. Oh, man, like, what's it like working with all the celebrities and, you know, you get to,
oh, no.
Nobody says anything to you.
Because he's famous.
I thought you were the celebrity.
No, they do. They say, like, what's it like being with celebrities all the time?
And I'm like, they would ask a celebrity.
Do you say when they come in, you just play Wordle?
I do let them know that.
You do let them know that?
Yeah. It's a new thing. I just started this Wordle thing.
Are you good at it?
Not really, because there's like sometimes I'll get like three letters and then I'm like, there is no word with those three letters. And you sit there for like 15, 20 minutes and it's like there. Oh, that is a word. Yeah, okay.
But you're doing that 15, 20 minutes while we're doing the show.
Yeah, but every once in a while I do get it in two and that's like, man.
That's awesome, dude. During the show though, right?
You feel
Yeah, during the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's like if we didn't have a show and we didn't have anything to put out there, but we still charge people to listen. It's like,
we don't charge people to listen anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm saying.
No, okay, but anyway, I feel like it's weird. Your analogies are kind of hurting your
case.
I
gave a real life example. That
yeah, they should make it up to you in some way.
Did I not give a real life example?
You did a hypothetical.
You go to Sonic with a hood on
and their clothes
and still a kid.
Yeah, but they still charge you $50 for a burger.
Let us know if that changes. It feels like that should change.
Yeah.
Maybe they accidentally charged and had it running.
Oh, maybe they didn't go in and update the system.
Yeah, because
possibly.
But it'll retro show up somehow.
Possibly.
Yeah. Right, doubt it.
Let us know.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Okay, so there's a pet duck, Sophia, and she lost her partner of 4 years to a predator. And Sophia was distressed. So her family put on Facebook like a personal ad for her or on social media, like I guess across different
like
platforms.
Like anyone interested in ducking. Mm-hmm.
They described Sophia as a single female duck fond of walks by the pond.
Loves a duck, yeah.
Searching for a mate. And the response was overwhelming. Hundreds of people offering up their ducks to join Sophia. And eventually they found the perfect match for her. And now she's happy again. They can definitely see their friendship, their bond, and know she's no longer
in
distress.
We're assigning our emotions to this duck, by the way.
No, I think you can tell when an animal is sad.
And wouldn't you be upset if you lost your partner for how long?
But I didn't know ducks found partners and stayed with them. I know that lobsters do.
Starfish, I think, too.
Maybe penguins. I don't know about ducks. But hey, that's great.
Well, when I had ducks visit my
But ducks don't
yard,
smile.
No. No, they don't.
So how do we know they're distressed?
I don't know.
Ducks therapy bill?
Maybe they walk in circles.
Well,
you know?
when my ducks would visit
what
and they would
ducks?
Hang out. I had ducks
in
that like
pool.
Came to my backyard and they would hang out.
Pool and hang out. Yeah.
Like they would show up and they were so cute and I could tell when they'd do little spins in the water.
And that meant what?
They were happy.
Got it. See, we're assigning what we would do to what a duck would do. Like, although I like it. I'm glad all the people came forward and said, here, have our duck.
Cute idea.
That's fun. Okay, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food, everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
We're bringing back the Bobby Bones Cinema Club.
Woo! Yes!
So all of us put a movie into my Arkansas Razorbacks helmet. We draw, and then we have 2 weeks to watch it.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Then we'll review it. So far, we've watched Rope from Eddie.
Great movie.
From, like, the dinosaur age.
I think you guys all liked it.
Yeah. I mean, it looked like a high school production, according to my wife. But it was old. It's from the 50s.
Like a one-act play.
Yeah. The Stuff from Lunchbox, which was a horror movie, but it was like real goofy about yogurt that ate you.
That was amazing from my childhood, man. Gave me nightmares for years.
Shotgun Wedding from Raymundo.
Oh, boy.
Which was the Jennifer Lopez Amazon movie.
I like that.
Yeah. It's fun.
Showgirls.
Yeah, okay. Fantastic.
Horrible.
Whoa, whoa.
Oh.
Man on the Moon from Me, which was the Andy Kaufman story.
Strange.
Awesome. Great movie.
I thought it was good.
You watched it, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then two of Amy's so far.
Oh.
Pretty Woman and Steel Magnolias.
Back to back. That was rough.
It was back to back, yeah.
That was rough.
Julia Roberts back to back.
So did you put your new movie in?
I did.
People whose movies have not been drawn are Mike D, Scuba Steve, and Abby. But Morgan?
Or me.
Oh, yours isn't either?
No.
But everybody's in.
So
you guys are going to love my movie.
You're going to love my movie. It might be one of the best of all time.
Mixing it up here. Look at this. Don't even know what they are. Just showing you guys there's some mixing here.
Mixing.
All right, the movie that we're going to watch is, and we invite our listeners to watch this with us too, because you can hear the review.
Come on.
Not mine, not long enough. Oh, wait. Oh, it was already folded in half. It might be mine.
It's the name of a movie, not a person. Is that how it went?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's the movie?
I never heard of this movie.
Uh-oh.
Who picked a movie that someone's never heard of? Who picked, like, an obscure movie?
Well, probably me.
Well, maybe me.
What was the obscure movie you picked?
Roman Holiday.
That's what we have.
What? Yeah! Yes!
What is that? What's Roman Holiday?
Oh my gosh, you guys are gonna love this.
What year is it from?
1953.
No!
Yes. It's Audrey Hepburn.
Okay.
And this one's for the ladies.
Oh no.
You're gonna love this movie. Oh my gosh, I'm so glad we picked that one. Oh man, you might have to buy it.
It's
though.
Only 2 hours and 27 minutes.
No way, it's that long?
Guys, because a lot of stuff happens.
They made movies that long back then?
Yeah, I guess so. They didn't have editors.
Is it one take?
No, it's not. What'd you say, Mike? 95%.
It's because I only had one person watch it.
Yeah, the old people don't know how to review.
Oh, my
gosh. This is a great
black
piece
and white,
of cinema
boys.
Classics.
Okay, you have 2 weeks to watch Roman Holiday, Eddie's stupid old movie.
Audrey Hepburn, man.
I've never even heard of it.
You know who Audrey Hepburn is?
Yeah.
I've heard of her. What does she do?
She's an actress.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Gregory Peck's in it. Oh, dude, you guys are going to love this one. Amy, so I think stupid. You're really going to love it.
For the ladies. All right, thank you, ladies. Eddie. Bobby Bones Cinema Club. Check back in 2 weeks. 30 and 40-somethings, what they regret not doing when they were younger. That's the article from BuzzFeed. And so pretty much we're all 30 or 40-something.
Yeah.
So what do you regret not doing when you were younger? And then I'll read one for everyone that you guys share. I can go first. If I'm going to go real younger, not learning music, not being in band.
Oh, yeah.
Because there was like bands for nerds. And I was a nerd, but also played sports. And I also was like, I don't know if I can afford an instrument, but I probably could have figured it out like we did everything else. But I really regret not learning music young. So I would have an idea of how to do it better today. Mm-hmm. Like piano, anything. Just learning music.
I know. So I quit piano as a kid, and my mom fought me on it, and I won, and I wish she had made me stick with it.
Amy, you could have been like a huge piano player.
No, but
yeah, you could have been Picasso.
Yeah. Amy, you could have been Picasso a piano.
Mozart. I'm not
Picasso
saying
a piano.
That,
no, Mozart. You really could have been the Picasso a piano.
Okay,
yeah. Someone say you already are.
Okay, guys.
Amy, you?
I would say traveling. I mean, even just domestically. I wish I would have taken more time. Pre-kids or even marriage or something. I don't know. Just even going places by myself.
Oh, whoa.
Maybe I'll have time for that later. I can do that in my
50s. Stella got her groove back.
That's right.
Oh.
She can do now.
Yeah. But I remember in college, I was supposed to study abroad, and then it got canceled because the 9/11 happened. And so I just never took that opportunity. And I feel like that would have been my foot in the door to doing something like that and experiencing different cultures.
So here are a couple on the list here. Turning down invites and opportunities to meet new people and travel. It's kind of like yours.
Mm-hmm.
Be a teenager. I was too eager to grow up and focus on almost exclusively work from 15 to 25, so I missed out on the whole thing. Mm. I don't know. I'm pretty happy I did that because I wouldn't be where I am now had I not got started early, but I do understand some folks would feel that way. Lunchbox, you?
Oh, man. Travel was one because, like, with my roommate when we were younger, when we were working, we should have just taken weekends and gone places, but I was like, you need a week to go somewhere, but we could have gone partying for weekends in different cities, met different chicks and like different backgrounds.
Not as much, more chicks from different backgrounds.
Yeah, instead of just like Austin 6th Street girls, you know what I mean?
Like Lubbock.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I could go Lubbock, go, I mean, Houston, I mean, go Dallas.
Different backgrounds.
College Station.
Yeah. And then also, maybe not gone to class as much, because that cost me my chance to be on the real world, because I went to class instead of being there for the phone call. Mm.
Do you wish you would have never gone to college, seeing that you didn't graduate? Like,
no,
you feel like
college is fun, man. Yeah. Like, I met some people that I'm friends with to this day, so I think it was a good experience. And
what about the college part of it? What if you could have met and had all the experiences, but just like the, because you're like 95% there. Do you wish you would just never done any of the school part of it?
No, some of the school was cool, because like I used to, history was boring. And I took history in college, and that was the first time I was like, oh, this is actually interesting. Now, do I actually read about history now? No. But for that, you know, 2 years that I had history classes. I was like, man, I learned some things.
What kind of history were you interested
in? I'm not sure.
Okay.
Whichever one he was teaching.
Yeah. Eddie?
Man, I just realized this one recently. It's 401k. I should have been doing this since day one. I still don't even know if I have one. But can you imagine the money I would have if I started a 401k when I started working when I was, I don't know, what, 18 years old? God, I'd be loaded, dude. And now you guys talk about retirement.
Well, you wouldn't be loaded because you really wouldn't be able to
use it.
You'd
have like a dollar. You'd put a dollar in there a week. I mean, I ain't.
No, you don't put a dollar in there a week. From another guy who didn't start it. He's trying to be a hater.
I would be loaded. I can't have the money. But I mean, my retirement would be like coming up soon.
I do wish I learned about like stocks and bonds and all that earlier in my life.
But no, but you still haven't learned that.
Well, I'm trying to learn, but I'm saying like people talk about, you know, having a portfolio and I'm like, I don't know what you're
CDs
talking about.
CDs and stuff. Right. Like they talk about that stuff in banks. I don't know what that is.
You guys can still learn that.
Yeah, but it's too late, man.
It's
We're
not too late.
Now.
You're not dying.
It is. Like we don't.
I regret that.
Morgan, you just turned 30.
Yeah, one of my regrets is a relationship that I was in.
That's fair. But what's the bigger part of that? Not jumping into a certain type of relationship or having different standards? Like, what's the macro to the micro?
I think it was that because of things that I went through, I had low insecurity in myself. And so that was probably the bigger picture, is that I just wasn't grown enough to be in that relationship. And then I probably would have never been in that relationship that long.
So what would you change? What do you regret not focusing on that led to that?
I think I regret not focusing on myself and just being by myself at that point in time instead of just like jumping into a relationship. I wish I just would have just been me and hung out by myself.
Learn more about yourself and what you really wanted. Yeah, that's good. Ray?
Yeah, I got so many. I'm probably going to say it.
Why do you have so many? You have a good life, man.
I have a great life, but there's just a lot of things you can think back in retrospect. But I really do wish I would have moved to the South, had my parents just send me away to a relative's house so that I could have played sports year round, because I lived in winter cold. 6 months of the year I couldn't throw a baseball, and I still played college baseball. So I mean, I really think
that's,
I could have made
good.
It far. Yeah,
because you live in the southeast, it's warmer, much more, you can play outside, do outside sports more.
So if you would have grown up in Texas, he'd be in the major leagues.
Yep, you're looking at the Texas Ranger right there.
Dang.
Nolan Ryan. Scuba Steve, coming to you last.
Oh, man. Kind of all in the sports vein. I think it was mostly because you get stuck in your head as a child and you just think people are judging you. And I was in that space where I had no confidence in public. At home, I was phenomenal at basketball. I was so good. I would never miss a shot.
What do you mean at home?
Like, I had like a basketball court in the back garden. And when my parents were married, they bought that for me and built it back there. And I practiced every single day. And I was so good. But when I would go to like school or for tryouts, I would kind of like keel over and then I would skip it, or I wouldn't go, or I'd come with some sort of excuse as to why I shouldn't go. But I regret that because, man, I feel like if I would have put the effort towards it, I wouldn't be here right now. I'd be like Ray. I'd probably be in the MLB or the baseball or
MLB or the baseball about basketball.
Well, NBA is what I was going for.
NBA, yeah.
You got nervous then and killed over, right?
I was, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
okay. Dude, I'll
start talking. I don't know what it is. Maybe other people experience this where I know what I want to say and how I want to handle it, but then every once in a while I get this like rush of energy and it gets stuck in my chest.
Yeah, every day for me for 5 hours.
And I can't say it. Like, how do you get through that?
You don't.
Like, I'm still trying to
just do it more.
To stomach through it.
Then you realize when you mess up, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
So then you're more relaxed, because even if worst case scenario happens, you're going to be fine, which actually helps you in best case scenario.
Wow.
That's just general performance anxiety for me. Why'd you guys look at each other when he said
I'm like, come
NBA?
On,
man.
Like,
NBA.
Like,
if he
was, no, dude, I was really,
shooting,
really,
no,
really, really,
really
good at
you're
basketball.
You're really good for your backyard, dude.
No, but like, I
but also, you're not like genetically an elite athlete,
right? Like,
yeah, but some of people come in the NBA, they're not as well. They just worked really hard at it and they got better at
that's
it.
That's like two guys.
That's like, that's like Division II college.
Like Jeremy Lin. Jeremy Lin's a great example.
Elite athlete, still playing overseas.
And yes, but he wasn't though. He worked towards it and he became really good at it.
So were you ever playing against anybody or just yourself?
He was good against Ghost Man.
I was like,
he was playing by himself. That's what I'm saying.
Like, you don't really think you could have been in the NBA had you...
I really think that's one of those sports if you work towards the craft.
No
bowling is that. Basketball, you can get to a point, but it does have to do with a bit of your athleticism as well.
I don't know, though. What I think you can work... Like, for example, I coach a kid's basketball team, and I've seen these kids grow over the year, and some couldn't even shoot the ball in the beginning, and all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, now they're putting the ball into the hoop. It's a skill that I think you can get good at.
Yes, but you're growing, and so are the people you're playing against, and the higher you go, the more athletic and the more work they've done.
Jeremy Lin is 6'3".
But he wasn't always 6'3", though, right?
Yeah, when he was 7, he was.
Right.
When he was 7 years old, he wasn't 6'3".
Just like me, then.
You really think, honestly?
I honestly think that
how tall are you, 5'10"?
I am 6 foot flat.
Okay.
But there are NBA players. Look at Muggsy Bogues, who's 5'3".
But he's so athletic. He's super
first
freak.
Of all,
but I was fast and athletic.
There were two or three people ever small like that.
Spud Webb, Muggsy Bogues,
yeah.
But again, why they were a story is because nobody was like that. They were so rare.
Yeah.
Well,
I could have been so rare as well. The kid in his backyard that became
like
something.
Earl Boykins was small.
Yeah. He was awesome.
5'5", 5'6". Spud Webb was small, slam dunk champion. But again, the reason they're stories is because that is an anomaly.
And they could jump out of the gym. They could. I mean, at least
I could jump really high too. I couldn't put the ball in.
You're not. It doesn't matter. I like you a lot, and you're fun to hang out with. But I don't think you could have been an NBA player. And okay. It doesn't matter what I think.
No, he could make everyone on the soup.
Even with me, I could not have been. I was a decent baseball player.
Yeah.
You know, even in high school. Even outside, I mean, I was all region, all conference, defensive player. But I know my athletic ability would have kept me from, I would have peaked probably at like a small college, even if I worked all the time, which is what I did. Because I didn't really have the athletic ability to be elite. It's a mixture, unless you're a bowler.
Okay.
That you can train. I feel bad now. I think I feel like I crushed his dream.
I
want to point something out, though. Scuba also said that he could hit like a homer automatically playing softball. And we played a softball game and he couldn't even get a hit.
You know what I want to say about that? What I've realized, I love your enthusiasm, Scuba Steve, and your confidence in yourself. Because I should take everything back. I said, you could have been a dang NBA player.
But he has the confidence now, but he didn't have the confidence then.
But there's no reason for me to say you can't. Scuba, you would have definitely been an NBA player. I take everything back I said.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
Well, now he really regrets it.
I mean, what grade did you play? Like, you played on your high school team? Did you ever get recruited or anything?
No, that's the thing, because I didn't have the confidence to go out for the tryout.
He didn't try it out.
But he could go one-on-one with Ghostman and beat him every game in his yard.
But he could have been with Jordan out there.
Oh, man. Okay, Scuba Steve, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for being vulnerable. We're giving you a hard time, and I think you could have made it.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Yeah. Okay, I'm just going to end this segment. But if there's anybody out there in their teens or early 20s, listen to us here.
Hey.
Here's a voicemail from Kim in Tennessee.
Morning, studio. I have a morning corny for Amy. What do you get when you put together brown chickens and brown cows? Brown chicken, brown cow. Have a good day. Love the show.
All right, thanks. Here's Rachel in Cleveland.
I just wanted to let you guys know that ever since I started listening to you in 2021, every single morning now with my second graders, I give them a morning corny. And it's always themed, just like Amy does, for all the seasons and holidays and things like that. And they love it. And they even know it by the morning corny. They ask for it every day. Just thought I'd say that. Love you guys.
I appreciate that.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
A Republican state senator in Missouri filed a proposal to bring back duels. So if one member of the Senate insulted another member, they could challenge them to a duel. And
with what weapon?
Have
a
to
gun,
agree.
Dude.
No, silly string.
Oh.
Paintball gun.
Well, that's a paintball gun. That'd be cool. Oh. That would be cool.
Well, an original duel, I believe, was a sword, and then it turned into guns.
Oh.
Yeah, well, it says here they'd have to agree upon which weapons to use and that the duel would take place on an agreed-upon date in the well of the Senate at high noon.
Oh, so it's not where they ride the horse and hit them with the...
No, that's a joust.
Jousting.
Oh, I was thinking
if
that.
If they could pick their own weapon, it'd probably be taxpayer money and they just waste it.
Oh.
They just throw it at each other and burn it.
Nobody would like that.
Well, they would. That's what they do constantly. Yeah. All right, what else?
So one-third of Gen Z shoppers admit that they prefer self-checkout kiosks so that they can shoplift.
Oh, that's why they prefer. Well, I think if I were a shoplifter, I would prefer that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't prefer shoplifting.
Like 2,000 Gen Zers were surveyed. And
it's got to be pretty easy to get away with the occasional thing if you're buying other things. Where it will be tough, I think, is if you don't want to pay for anything and you try to get through. But if you're, I go to Walgreens sometimes and it's like, I do four or five things and sometimes I go, don't recognize. Or I'll accidentally it's on the other side and never recognizes it at all. I just feel like that'd be pretty easy.
Yeah, yesterday I mixed an onion and the lemon.
Yeah.
And they were two different sizes, so I got a discount. And it never made me change anything.
You shoplifted then.
I shoplifted. 30 cents.
Yeah, well, those that admitted to shoplifting say they steal the most expensive item from their cart. And it's a vindication of sorts for them because they feel like there's so many companies out there that don't care about their customers, only making
money. Well, that's not their job by stealing to fix.
I know. And then I had to look up exactly the years Gen Z. So it's if you were born between 1997 and 2012.
Yeah,
losers. That's you.
Just missed it.
Losers.
Stop.
You thieving losers. Just kidding. All right, what else?
Dolly Parton has teamed up with CBS to create a 2-hour variety special. It's a pet gala, and there's going to be a runway of dogs wearing Dolly's most iconic ensembles.
I was going to co-host this with Dolly.
Really? There's also going to be performances of Dolly's hits, but not performed by Dolly, performed by Lainey Wilson, Carly Pierce, and others.
They called and said, do you want to co-host the show with Dolly? It's on CBS, I think. Did you say that yet?
I did.
I was like, yeah, that'd be great. And they were like, you don't even know what it is. I don't care to host anything with Dolly. And I was like, all right, cool. And so then a few weeks go by, and they're like, we can't let you co-host, but will you be the voice, the announcer, and the guy out in the crowd, like the talks to people? And I said, I politely pass.
Oh, was that the bad news?
No. Because I passed on that. I mean, they came back and they were like, we can't let you co. I don't know why they can't let, they couldn't let me co-host, but they were like, and I was like, oh, no, that's, sorry about that. But I thought it'd been fun.
That would've been awesome.
Yeah, but I hope people still watch it. Unless you love me. No, I'm just kidding. You can watch it. All right.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There's a 65-year-old man in Michigan. He's walking out on the ice of a frozen lake, him and his dog, Ruby. And all of a sudden, the dude falls into the icy water. Luckily, there's people on shore. They call 911. They, hey, got to get over here. This dude fell through the ice. We need help. And they arrive and they get this little like tube. And they're like, we can't walk out on the ice because it'll break for us. So they tie it to a rope and they lasso, throw it. Man, he's too far out there. What are we going to do? Hey, Ruby, come here. And they attach it to his collar. And they tell the dude, call Ruby. And he calls the dude, Ruby, come here. And Ruby runs out to him with the tube on him and she, saves the dude.
And she's not that heavy, so the ice doesn't fall.
Right, okay. And so he gets the tube, and they pull him out.
That's good.
I mean, that's crazy.
Had a girl, Ruby. We have a pool in our backyard, and when it was really cold here and it snowed for like a week here, it froze over completely. And I would see Eller, our dog, run across the ice. And I'm like, oh, no. That means she's going to try to run across the pool now and think it's all... First of all, why did she do it the first time? Did she see a deer? Because deer are running on it too. And then now what's going to happen? And so I would get nervous when we'd let her out. And but she doesn't go in the water. I don't know how she knows the difference.
Maybe does she take it and like put her paw down and feel it? Like, is this hard?
I've never seen her do that. No, I haven't. But I was worried. We don't let Stanley even go out in that part of the yard because he'll drown. If she falls in the pool, she can swim out. She's, you know, half everything.
And Stanley can't swim.
Bulldogs can't swim. They're basically dropping a brick in the pool. Oh, I've had to jump in and save him before when he's a puppy. So, but awesome, Ruby. It's a great story. And I'll let you guys know what happens with the Eller situation if she falls in. It scared me, though. Mm-hmm. She would fly across the ice running, and I was like, oh, no. So, all right, good job. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. The U.S. government has released a report saying it would not be able to defend itself or anyone else against aliens. Something for you guys to nibble on this morning.
We would just lose that battle?
I'm sure we would have no idea how to fight them.
What do you mean, man? We got guns and stuff.
I'm sure those same weapons we use to shoot into our organic matter tissue is not the same.
How do they know that? That means they know something.
That means they know something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because if they didn't know anything, they're like, we have powerful guns. We got bombs and
stuff.
Hey,
don't worry about us, guys. We're the government. We got you. They ain't saying that, are they?
They're not.
A newly declassified document found the Department of Defense lacks comprehensive or coordinated effort to track or analyze what are called UFOs or UAPs, which have been rebranded that unidentified anomalous phenomena. They say we have no idea what we're doing with them. Oh, they pose threat to military forces and national security. Why would they even say this if they didn't know what was up?
This came from the government? The government? Mm-hmm.
The THE government, they said. Signed, the government.
Okay, question though, because you said declassified, so that made me curious how many years has to pass or what declassified it, and it's normally like 25 years, so is that information old and we know now, but it's classified?
I don't know. I got a story like 20 lines long.
Okay.
Don't have the rest of that there, but I do have the morning corny. Let's go.
The morning corny.
How does a vampire know he's in love?
How?
Well, it was love at first bite.
That was the morning corny.
Was your expectation that of a hard chuckle? Because you looked at us like, I got you.
I thought it'd be a little more than what you gave me.
All right, you're never going to get it. Here's the question. More than a quarter of Americans say they've never been inside this easy-to-get-to place. What is it? Where is it? That's the question. I want to bring April on, who lives in New Mexico. April, you're playing for a $100 gift card to Sonic. April, how are you this morning?
I am great. Good morning, studio.
Morning. So here's the question, April. You get to take a shot at it first. Just a blind shot. We don't think you're ever going to get it. Never going to get it. More than a quarter of Americans say they've never been inside this easy-to-get-to place. Where is it? What is it? More than a quarter of Americans say they've never been able, have never been inside this easy-to-get-to place.
Is it they've never been able?
I'm going to read the question again. More than a quarter of Americans say they've never been inside this easy-to-get-to place.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
I've never been able.
You've never been able to get in this place?
I'm just saying, I'm thinking about out loud, or at least sometimes. Sometimes it just depends. Okay, April, you get to take any guess you want. You don't have to get it right, but then we'll go to the show if you miss it.
Okay. Military base.
Oh, military base.
Yeah. It's not that easy.
It's
got
to be hard.
Incorrect. So it's about a quarter of America, 25%, right? So that means 75% have.
Okay.
Have been in this place.
About a quarter of Americans. Wait, sorry. More than a quarter of Americans said they've never been inside this easy to get to place.
I think I got it.
Okay, write your answer down.
I think I got it.
I have a great answer. Oh.
Amy is jotting hers down.
I cannot get into this easy to get to place.
More than a quarter of Americans say they've never been inside this easy to get to place.
That's that easy to get to place.
Where is it? What is it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Okay.
You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Are you down, Amy?
Well, sure.
April, you get to pick a player here. I'll let you pick two. If they get it, you win. Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, or Morgan, pick two.
Lunchbox and Eddie.
Oh, wow. I did win the last one, so coming off
that's
fresh.
Right. So I should compliment your 1 for 94.
Yeah, that's the only one I've ever won.
Yeah, it's good. Okay, so let's go around the room here. Amy, what do you think it is?
Ocean.
More than a quarter of Americans have never been inside. It's easy to get to. That's a good
answer.
That's
a really good answer.
Wow, that was real good, Amy.
I never saw the ocean in my 20s. That's a good answer. Lunchbox.
Well, at first, I had my pants, but now that I'm married, it's a little bit harder. So I put public library.
Okay. Eddie?
I'm going to go with the post office.
Okay.
Oh, that's interesting.
Thank you.
Morgan?
Well, I was thinking of like outward things, and then I thought in my house, and there's a place inside my house I've never been in, and it's the attic. Mm-hmm. Everybody has attics, and a lot of people don't ever go in them.
Okay. That's good.
Interesting.
More than a quarter of Americans say they've never been inside this easy to get to place. Where? What is it?
Oh, man. Morgan, you might be onto something now.
So, Lunchbox and Eddie, your two answers were?
Public library.
Post office.
Those two are wrong.
No.
Morgan, yours is wrong.
Dang.
Amy, the ocean, good answer, wrong.
So we're all wrong.
So here's what we're going to do now. We got one more stab at it. Okay. So, April, you get to pick yes or no. Will anybody on the show get it in their next attempt? So all four of them get a shot. If one of the four gets it, that's a yes. If none of the four gets it, that's a no. So will anybody get it on the show?
No.
Okay. She has no faith in you guys.
Easy.
Gosh. More than a quarter of Americans say they've never been inside this easy to get to place. Where is it? What is it?
Easy to get to place.
Give me about 10 seconds here. I can tell you that the version of me now, I'm part of the quarter of Americans.
The version of you now?
More than a quarter of Americans said they've never been inside this easy to get to place.
But
that's me. I'm part of this quarter.
Old,
of,
oh!
Old you would have been him?
Certain seasons of me would have, yes.
Now you're starting. I know I'm getting thrown off by you.
Easy to get to place.
You've got me thinking one thing.
5 seconds. Are you guys in?
Yeah, man. I guess I'm in. I
think so.
Okay.
Good?
Yeah, I'll go with what I got.
All right. Well, that's good. You have to. What do you have?
Maybe the way you started talking about you now wouldn't go there. Had me thinking the bank, because not a lot of people go in the bank anymore, but your old self, you may have been bailing some family members out of jail, so I put police station.
Interesting.
It's easy to get into.
Okay. That's a pretty good guess. It's easy to get to.
Yeah, it's easy to get to.
Yeah. Amy?
The club.
Yeah, you know what? Another good answer. two places I haven't been to.
Oh, the club. Maybe that's not bad.
But I've been to both. Eddie?
Man, I freaked out when Lunchbox said it because I too have police station.
Mm-hmm. Morgan?
Those are good. I was going off of your hint and I put grocery store because you don't ever go in grocery stores anymore.
Oh, that's a good one too.
Like once every 3 or 4 months now.
A lot of people go.
My wife makes me.
Yeah, but a lot of people pick up now.
A quarter of adults have not
true.
Been to
the younger ones.
That's a true. Little crazy.
That's true. Hey, guess what? April, you won because they all missed it again. So congratulations on your $100 gift card to Sonic. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Do you want to know the answer? Do you have another answer you want to guess, April? Or you just want me to tell you?
I just want to tell you that I just had knee replacement and I'm sitting in my car. And even right before surgery, I made my husband have my phone so that he could answer it if you guys call.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm a big fan.
Why would we have called, though?
She left a voicemail.
Oh, you did leave a voicemail?
I'm just making things up. I have no idea.
Oh, well, I'm glad I hope surgery went okay. I hope everything's good. Is everything all right?
I'm good.
Okay, good.
Perfect. Thank you.
Well, you win. Hold on. Congratulations. Stay on the line.
So what's
I need the answer.
More than a quarter of Americans say they've never been inside this easy to get to place. What is it? Their neighbor's house. haven't been to my neighbor's house. But there was a point in my life when I did.
Okay.
Scotty lived next door to me growing up, but I don't know my neighbors now.
Yeah, wow. I've never been in my neighbor's
house. It's easy to get to because it's right next to you.
I've been in both my neighbor's houses.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey.
Why?
Did they know that?
Why?
Do they know? I don't know. He's like, I watch both my neighbors.
They have parties?
All right. Congratulations, April. Everybody on this show, terrible. Lunchbox, is this a celebrity sighting or is this a making dreams come true?
It's a little bit of both. I think I was a celebrity sighting for someone.
Not you.
Right, because I didn't know who this dude was.
Where were you?
I was at the grocery store.
And how did you know that it was somebody that may have been a celebrity?
He walked past me out of the store and then came back in and was like, dude, Lunchbox, I never do this.
Oh, he knew you.
Yeah.
So you were his celebrity sighting.
Exactly. I was his celebrity sighting.
Okay, Lunchbox told me it was a celebrity sighting. I thought it was him seeing someone. I didn't know it was the other way around. Okay, so you were his celebrity sighting.
And yes, and it was also like a dream come true because he listens to the show, but also his dreams were coming true because he was making his Grand Ole Opry debut.
Also, he was an artist.
So he was an artist, but I had no idea who he was, but he was freaking out like, this is so cool, blah, blah, blah. And so I filmed it, and I mean, I made him sing in the grocery store to see if he's any good.
What was his name?
I have no idea.
Huh?
Wait, but you didn't get his
name? You still don't know his name?
No, I mean, he probably says it in this.
Okay, go ahead.
Guys, it's rough being a celebrity just trying to pick up groceries, and I run into this guy. What's your name? Tell me your name. And you're making your Opry debut
tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening, 8 o'clock.
What are you feeling like? What does it mean to get that call and say, hey, come play on the Opry?
It was pretty unbelievable. It's a lifelong dream, man. Can't believe it.
Where do you live?
Right here in Nashville, Tennessee, baby.
Okay. Sing us a little bit so people can hear who you're all about.
Oh, well, I might have met a girl, might have had a song. Might have wound up staying downtown all night long for the first time in a long time. That's right. I might have met a girl last night. Yeah. Might have met a girl last night.
Boom, guys. Tell me your name one more time.
Pryor Baird.
Where do you find you?
Oh, my God, dude. You keep talking over him.
Music, Pryor Baird. Go check it out. Pryor Baird.
Dude, Opry, it's amazing, man. Dreams do come true. Keep chasing your dreams.
Yes, sir. Thanks, sir.
Bye, man. Hey, that's what I do. Celebrities helping celebrities.
Pryor Baird.
Pryor Baird.
B-I-R-D?
Yeah, I know that dude.
So, every time he'd ask his name, he'd interrupt him when he was saying it. What's your name, man? All right. Pryor Baird, B-A-I-R-D. Okay.
There you go.
Did you like him?
He's a nice guy, dude, but he was just like, this was so cool.
No, we know. You're letting us know that.
Yeah, he was so pumped, but I will give him credit. Not a lot of people, if you saw him in the grocery store, and said, hey, sing, dude, let's go. He just started singing. He didn't care. He was like, all right, I'll sing for you.
When he first started, I was like, Then he hit it. It was good. Do you think he was a good singer?
Yeah, I thought he sounded pretty good. Yeah. Especially for the grocery store, man, with my kids running around going, da-da, da-da.
It was loud. It sounded like a trampoline.
I was trying to slap the kids away. Like, hey, shut up. I didn't know his name. I was like, this guy's singing.
Do you have trouble taking all the kids to the grocery store?
Yeah.
It's a nightmare?
Nightmare.
How many do you take?
3.
All? Just you and them?
Yeah.
How do you keep them still quiet?
You don't. They just run that way, but at least they stay together usually. At least 2 will go one way and the other one will stay but...
Will you ever lose sight of them?
Yeah.
Wait, so you'll go grocery shopping and you'll just let your kids run off?
You'll be on an aisle and they'll just run ahead and then they'll take a left or a right and then they'll make the whole lap and come around in the whole aisle. And some people don't like it, but...
I was going to ask, guys, do you let your kids do that? Like, just take off running?
No chance. Before we go into the grocery store, I tell them, like, you're going to be in your best behavior. If you don't, like, we're going to have problems.
And what do you tell your kids?
I'm like, look, guys, there's going to be a lot of people, so stay close. And then
to you or to each other?
I just say stay close. I don't
give them parameters.
They're up for interpretation. But what they do like is we went to a grocery store downtown, like in one of those buildings. And so it has like the little machine that you can put the cart in and it takes it down. And then you ride the escalator and watch. They love that.
I don't know what you're talking
about. That's fancy.
Like at a Whole Foods?
Yeah. It was a...
It's because the parking garage is down below and you may have to take your groceries down. And so what you do is you put your cart on this little escalator and it goes down and you take the human escalator.
That's what is fascinating and they love it. So that's why I go there.
I've never seen that.
Yeah. Tell them it's Disneyland like your parents told you?
Yep. I'm just like, guys, you want to go have some fun? Like, you want to go on an adventure? And we go to the grocery store and do that and we do it like 5 times.
But do you grocery shop?
Yeah, we get like a bag of groceries and they make me put it in the cart. and put it down that thing.
Do you go to the grocery store because the kids want to do that, and then you just grab groceries because you need to do that, or do you go because you need the groceries and you take the kids?
No, I need groceries, so I take the kids, and it's an outing, and then celebrities helping celebrities.
Boom.
What's that guy's name?
Back to that.
Pryor.
You tell me.
Something Baird.
Pryor Baird.
Pryor Baird. All right.
I hope his Opry appearance was good. That's pretty cool. All right,
thanks. Might have met a girl.
What?
Might have met a girl is the name of his song.
What if it's a dude? Is that what he's saying? He doesn't know? Had a great night.
I might have met a girl.
Hey, had a great night with her, but Lola, L-O-L-A, Lola. All right, time for the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
A guy's in custody after allegedly biting his ex-girlfriend's nose off during an argument.
Wow.
Something had to be in his system.
Oh.
I mean, to bite a nose off? Back in July 2023, 2 weeks after the suspect, David Marin, 34, and his ex-girlfriend separated, Marin allegedly called and harassed the victim multiple times throughout the day. When the victim did not return any of Marin's calls, he then arrived at her apartment and forced himself inside at 1 a.m. After allegedly breaking into the apartment, Marin found employment documents of the victim. The discovery incited an altercation. The employment was at a gentleman's club. I think that's why I was upset. When the victim went towards the front door, Marin grabbed her by the shoulders and bit her nose, tearing a piece of it off, biting it. Marin fled the scene. The victim was taken to the hospital where she was referred to a plastic surgeon, CBS Austin. Now, I don't know if anything was in his system, but you don't make... That's one of those decisions that you probably wouldn't make again if you were sober.
No.
I don't know that he was sober, but for me, I would need to be really messed up to bite somebody's nose off. I don't even like doing that game where you go, got your nose, my thumb in your fingers.
Oh, really?
That makes me uncomfortable.
I like that game.
Much less biting off somebody. To bite off somebody's nose?
How do you get that close to like just...
You ever watched umpire fight with the baseball manager?
Yes, they're face to face.
Yeah.
Wow, good point.
Yeah.
If they were drunk, they'd be biting noses off, I bet.
The baseball player?
They're right on each other. Do you want your kids to read better? Well, make sure they have real books. A recent review found that reading traditional print publications does much more than reading online or even reading on a tablet. The researchers estimate that a student who spends 10 hours reading print will have improved their comprehension up to 8 times more than if they used a digital device and would actually go to it more and stay in it more because there aren't other options inside the book. Where if they have an iPad or a Kindle or whatever it is, they can always push a button and do 8 other things. That is from the Review of Educational Research. I started a new book last night, late.
What is it?
Well, I just finished The Power of Now.
Oh, Eckhart Tolle.
Yeah, how'd you know that? You read that?
Oh, my goodness.
Who?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
I mean, I've listened to some of it and read a little bit of it. I have not finished it,
though. When I listen to books, I can't focus.
It's a big book. I mean, that's an intense book to process. It's a lot. For me, it was.
To me, it was like reading a third grade book, so who knows?
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
It was easy for you?
I only said that because you said that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go now because I never read fiction. I always thought it was lame unless it was Hunger Games. And so, even that was lame, but I thought it was so good, it didn't matter. And so now I'm trying to read one nonfiction and one fiction. And I started reading this book, and I don't even see, it doesn't even show on my phone what I bought. I guess my...
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
The Midnight Library.
Mm.
Oh. You read that?
Nope.
I didn't even get a review. I just went through and found stars and made sure there wasn't like romance or sex or stuff in it. Like,
okay, but you read the synopsis and all that.
Yeah, it's like somebody who, I don't want to spoil anything. You know what else we did last night? My wife and I started watching The American Nightmare.
Yeah.
It's 3 parts. And that is, this woman was abducted and they blame her boyfriend. And he's like, I didn't do it. And then she shows up again after she'd been abducted. That's all I'll say. But we got through the first episode. And you know, it's a documentary, but it's also a Netflix documentary where they are going to make you feel certain ways. And then at the end, hopefully you'll have enough information, but they're going to slant you one way, hit you with another slant a different way. But we got to the half of the second episode. And my wife's like, this is too dark for me to watch more of this right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
you have to be careful.
I'm only going
to
say
you are one of my favorite people ever in the history of Earth. It's like Lincoln, you ruin shows and movies.
I'm going to just say something about me. After I watched it, okay? That I don't, you know, I obviously my house is locked up, alarm set, whatnot.
But don't say anything about that because I don't even know that.
No, it has nothing to do. No, nothing. Yeah, who cares? Potentially.
Mike.
Fine. I won't say anything.
Yeah, I would just not.
You just said that she said this is too dark and I.
Yes, but we don't even know what's real and what's not. We just turned it off halfway through the second one.
Me neither.
Okay. Are you done with it?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. Starbucks fires a hero barista who prevented an armed robbery. And the more I thought about this, they have to fire people that do this. And I'll tell you why. And it sucks. And it sucks for them that they have to do it. But a pair of heroic Starbucks baristas who risked their lives to save the company's hard-earned money have been fired after an armed robbery. And it goes through the whole thing. Two men came in, opened the cash register in the safe, but the workers were unable to do so. So he pistol whipped the dude. The gun cracked. So the guy was like, that's not a real gun.
Mm-hmm.
You pistol whipped me with plastic. Then they realized it was toys. So then they fought back. So here's why they have to fire these people. And nobody wants to fire them. So they did something heroic. Especially if there were other people whose lives they think they were saving. Let's say this happens and the story gets out and they don't get fired and they are celebrated. Well, then other people at Starbucks are like, well, if somebody robs me, I'm going to do this crap. I'm gonna save some people too. Well, then all of a sudden they're trying to save somebody. Somebody gets shot and Starbucks gets sued for millions. People lose their life. You just have to set the precedent. If somebody comes to rob, you just have to give it to them. It sucks. But it makes sense.
If the message sent is don't mess with Starbucks? Like
nobody you want to get that message is going to get that message.
No.
Nobody
we have a bunch of heroes.
Nobody that's
here.
Thinking about messing with Starbucks is going to go, oh, this just in. I shouldn't mess with them. Let me move on to Dunkin'.
Okay.
No, don't come to Dunkin' because I had a plan. When I worked at Dunkin', I knew what I was going to do because the pot of coffee was right there next to the register.
Yeah.
My plan was throw the pot of coffee on him, dive out the drive-through window. Had it mapped out.
And that works because he is just fending for himself.
Okay.
His plan was not to be a hero. His was a getaway plan. Mm-hmm. But again, they're just also just protecting their best interests as well. Because if they were to fight back and somebody gets shot, then they get sued for billions of dollars.
Do you think low-key that they could say, hey, look,
yes.
I'm going to fire you right now, yes. But we're going to go ahead and we have a Starbucks down the street. You can go work there.
Or we're going to fire you, but here's $20,000.
Ooh, oh. That'd be nice.
Okay. Because nobody thinks they did wrong. They just can't, while working under that company, do that for the risk it puts everybody else.
Yeah, it's like when the shoplifters came into Sam's and I chased them across two parking lots, the Hooters, the Burlington Coat Factory, into the woods, and Joel got stung by 6 bees.
But how do you caught them?
No.
No, okay.
By
chasing them, you mean you just watched them?
No, I chased them all the way. And I could have caught them, but I just keep an eye on them for when the cops got there.
Yeah. Did they get there?
No, they took their time, but man, they got mad at us and Joel was like, I got stuck by bees.
So you didn't really do anything?
No, I was letting them know a message. Hey, I'm watching you. Don't come back to the Sam's.
Don't mess with Sam's.
Yeah, and our bosses sat us down and said, don't ever do that again. So
you kept your job, so.
Did you feel like you were a hero?
I did feel like a
Clearly
hero.
Clearly it wasn't big enough to where they needed to set a precedent with him.
Probably a big tub of mustard. A snowboarder on the California-Nevada border survived a howling 15 hours being trapped overnight inside a ski-lift gondola with freezing temperatures that plummeted to 23 degrees. Oh, I've never been skiing. Is a gondola not the thing you sit on and it drops you off?
I don't know. What is the gondola?
The gondola is like fully enclosed. So like there's a ski lift where you're open
I'm thinking
and
of the
your
ski
legs
lift.
Are hanging. Yes.
Okay.
Like ski lift because you get off right away from it. Like you go straight down the mountain. Gondola, you're kind of just, you can ride up and down in a gondola.
But a gondola, you could possibly not be able to get out if it's locked.
Yeah, especially if you're enclosed, nobody's going to hear you.
So.
And if you're high up there, you can't just jump out.
I'm looking at a gondola now.
How did he get stuck in there though? Like they just forgot, like they thought everyone was off.
They turned it off and turned off the lights and went home.
Wow. The transportation stopped, leaving her stranded in the air. She yelled for help until her voice gave out. No one heard her. She didn't have a cell phone on her. She was finally rescued Friday morning when the gondola started up for the day.
Right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, gosh.
You're just waiting for that.
Oh, my
God. Somebody just turns it off. That's why you got... Somebody just trying to get home?
Yeah, stuff.
I mean, how crazy is that? Oh.
Scientists can tell how fast you're aging. Grim age test. Grim age. One word, but grim age. Estimates the age of your DNA to see if you're younger or older than your actual age. The test can estimate how quickly or slowly you're aging. To figure this out, researchers use a technique based on DNA, which is a measure of modifications in our DNA. There's all these compounds. I don't know. I'm good.
Do you think that you are biologically younger than your chronological age? Like...
I don't know parts of me. I think my skin is because I never went out in the sun and I don't drink.
Oh, yeah. That probably helps.
I would say you never having any alcohol or drugs or anything like that, that's probably in your favor for sure.
I would think it's... But there's a lot of stress.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of evens it out.
We
did this test at our doctor's office where they tell you your metabolism, like your metabolic age. My wife's metabolic age was 17.
What's yours?
So I
does that feel weird for you?
Well, so it's illegal. So I kept waiting for Chris Hansen to show up. Oh, be Lord. Like, hey, man.
Well, wait, but if your metabolic age is 18, then...
I don't think it is.
What is it?
Are you 18?
No. It was a few years younger, but nothing crazy.
Oh.
Yeah, but nothing crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, but hers was like...
She's a machine.
Hers was like 17.
That's crazy, man.
She's always hungry and she always eats. She's nonstop eating. And she like measures her protein too to make sure that she eats enough. Well, she's like, how's your protein been for the day? Oh, I don't know. Do you have drink enough water? I eat a bucket of melon. It's usually what I do now. Eat a bucket of watermelon every day. Adam Scott, that's the guy in Severance. You guys familiar?
Yeah.
He is back, and they're filming Severance 2, which is awesome. It's one of my favorite shows ever. Squid Games and Severance, both coming back?
I gave up on Severance.
I did too.
You guys are out of your mind, and that's what that show's about.
What?
Being out
going out
of
your mind?
Well, somebody in your mind,
Well, I didn't get that far. I
loved it. It was possibly one of my favorite, top three or four favorite shows of all time. But that's my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
I don't know that everybody would love that, but that's my wheelhouse for sure. All right. Everybody feel good?
Yeah.
You may not like it. I'm not saying that it's the best. Like, I wouldn't think everybody would love Squid Game.
Oh, dude, that's a good one.
I loved it.
Yeah, I didn't watch that.
I need to watch that one.
Oh, I think everyone would love that one.
No. It's awesome. It's one of those shows that I wish I could rewatch without ever having seen it before.
Yep.
Wow, that good.
Yeah, it's great.
I loved it. It's my wheelhouse, like that weirdo mind stuff.
Apple put out Masters of the Air.
I haven't started that. I keep seeing Austin Butler like, I need to hire a voice coach to take my Elvis accent out.
Nah, he still has it.
Yeah.
It sounds like Elvis is in the Air Force.
Yes. Get in the plane, baby.
Yeah. He was like, lock and load him. Let's go.
Right.
You guys are both watching it?
Yeah.
It's good?
He's very good looking.
Okay.
You could have said he's hot.
I know.
But you said he's hot. And you only didn't say the tuh.
Because it felt weird to say he's hot, but... I don't know why. How old is he?
What?
83% of Rotten Tomatoes. I don't know how old Austin Butler is. Who did he date? Why do we know him?
He dated, who's?
Oh, Vanessa he's old
Hudgens.
Enough.
Vanessa Hudgens. I was going to say
he's old enough.
He did?
He's 32.
Oh, yeah. Okay, he's hot. So he dated Vanessa Hudgens, and now he's dating Cindy Crawford.
Oh, yeah, Kara Gerber.
Yeah, the model. Wow. She's beautiful.
Yeah. She is.
Yeah.
Hey, she's hot.
That show is really good. And Steven Spielberg, the guys that
What's it about?
Band of Brothers.
It's the bombers. World War II bombers.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Tom Hanks, executive producer, is he in it?
Yeah, no, he's not in it. Mm. But Steven Spielberg's son's in it. That's kind of cool.
Really?
I didn't know he had a son.
Ronnie?
Which one is his son?
I don't know exactly which one it is, but I saw that he's in it.
I'm going to have to Google it. I'm so into it. But they've only put out two episodes, and it's Apple, so you have to wait for a new episode every Friday.
And that Monarch show that we watched, the Godzilla, which we didn't expect to like, but we really did. The Kurt Russell is one of the people in it, and he's older now. He's like 70s or 80s, but his son plays him younger.
Oh, that's cool.
So yeah. The show is running. It's showing him from the 50s and him today, and his son plays him. It's pretty cool.
I love that.
I don't even like Godzilla, but I like the show. And the only reason I say that is because some people won't even give it a chance, but that is not my type of show, but I really like that Monarch show. It's 90%, and that is on Apple as well. So, all right, there you go. All right, thank you. That's the news.
Those were Bobby's Big
Stories. Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle
It's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. You like my jersey?
Yeah, but I don't know what it is.
Do you think it was weird when you walked in and I was wearing a jersey?
Yeah.
Because I don't really wear jerseys.
Oh, did you get it from too much access? Like,
no. So what we do is, there's this thing on TikTok. I didn't know what it was at first. I was swiping through, going through some TikTok lives, and they were just going, hey, for $35, you can get in the raffle, basically. So I paid, I was like, all right. So I paid $35, and I picked Bengals. And so they opened 3 boxes. That's it. And there are 32 teams. But if your team doesn't get picked, you don't get anything. But they opened a box, and it was Bengals, Ja'Marr Chase, signed jersey. And so they sent it to me for $30. But all the people who didn't win, their money just is lost.
Where did that money go?
The person who gets to keep it.
TikTok guy, he keeps
it. This is a business.
Yes. So I won this jersey, and I was like, I want to play again. And so I did it again, and I did the Chicago Bears. Because there's only like 2 teams left. I jumped on late. And I won a Mike Singletary signed jersey. So I was on fire.
That's crazy, dude.
So for like $60, I got 2 signs. I'm just wearing it. What else am I going to do with it?
Where is it signed?
On the back.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, I see. Okay.
He's like probably top 3 receiver in the NFL right now. And then I was like, I want to do it again. I lost one. And then I was like, I'll do the Titans. And then they pulled out a Houston Oilers Warren Moon signed helmet, which is the same thing because the Titans came. So I got that being sent to me today.
Wait, how are you winning all this? So nobody else
It's Bobby's luck.
No, we all tried to play yesterday.
Bobby's the luckiest dude in the world.
We all tried to play yesterday on our 25 Whistle show. We all put money in, and we didn't win altogether. So we lost twice. But I have this jersey. I don't even wear jerseys, but I'm going to wear them. Mike Singletary jersey. I got a...
What did you win yesterday while we were working out?
Oh, that's right. Me and Eddie and Ben Rector work out a few times a week together, and I was showing them, and I did 2 of them. During the hour takes a little bit. I did 2. I won both times.
Wait, is nobody else?
Yes.
Betting? No, like,
everybody is.
Okay, hold on.
Wait, but how?
I won a Jalen Waddle Nike autograph signed jersey and a custom Moser jersey.
That's crazy.
Is there any chance it's rigged?
No.
I mean, hold on. You hear me out.
Hear him out.
Because you're on your account, right? So you have a lot of followers.
Some of those people don't know who I am.
I'm not saying they know who you are.
But no, they're opening the boxes in front of you. Like the boxes are sealed, and you don't, and it's already sitting there before I even log on. Before I get on, it's right there, and they just open it right after.
Right.
I log on.
And listen, this is what I didn't understand too: is whatever jersey they pull, if you pick that team, that's who wins.
Right.
So they don't know what's in those boxes.
They're all sealed up.
They know what's in.
They don't know what's in the boxes because the company that sends them out requires that you unseal them on camera, and it's one company that does it.
Anyway, it's crazy. I got like five jerseys. I've been the luckiest person.
Are you the
ever.
Only the person that picked that team?
Yeah, or you can pick a division. So it's like, we got a 1 in 8 chance.
It's like, once you pick that team, it's nobody else can pick available. It. Okay. Yeah. So, all right.
Dude, I found one last night for $7 for a team.
Really?
Yeah.
You probably lost
a lot cheaper. No, I didn't. We didn't win that
one. Did you do it with your boys?
Oh, dude, we did. We watched it for almost 2 hours
did
yesterday.
You win?
Yes, and they were like, Dad, come on, let's do it again.
You won?
No, I didn't win.
Oh.
No, yeah. I don't have your luck.
What is it? You like Venmo or what?
You just buy on TikTok Shop.
Oh.
It's pretty regulated because it's on TikTok Shop.
Okay. Sure. I don't even know what TikTok Shop is.
Oh, I buy stuff on TikTok Shop.
You can buy whatever. You just click it.
I buy little microphones. I buy all kinds of stuff on TikTok Shop.
And you're using real money?
Yeah.
No, Amy. I'm using a special currency that we only use in Bobby Landia.
I didn't know TikTok Shop was a thing. So you set up your credit card? You entered your credit card into TikTok?
It's just on Apple Pay.
Oh, okay.
Which I didn't realize we all have Apple Pay.
You got to put your card in there. But
I guess my wife did it because I have Apple Pay.
But I'm telling you, I've been extremely lucky at this.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah, dude. So what are you going to do with all this stuff?
I'm just going to wear it.
All of it? Mm-hmm. And the helmets?
I got two helmets coming.
You're crazy.
I've lost like 4 or 5 times, but twice yesterday with the guys. But I've won way more than I should have. I've been pretty lucky. But that's why I got a jersey on today.
Amy, isn't it? I mean, he is the luckiest person you know, right?
Yeah, he's pretty lucky.
You ever think I'm just living right?
No.
No.
I think you're just lucky.
I do things for people and it comes back around.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I do things.
That's not why I do it for people, but sometimes it just happens.
But I feel like there's a lot of people that do good things.
Yeah, we all kind of do good things for people.
You don't. You just say you want to do good things and you never do
them. No, I do good things all the time.
You're like, I want to do a kidney to somebody. And then you're like,
I wanted to do that.
I've only got two. If I had three, I would. So anyway, that's why I got a jersey on today. Pretty exciting.
So you're going to wear the helmet?
It's signed. But it's stupid because I'm signed. It's like.
Can you wash that?
No.
Okay. So you're just going to wear them dirty?
I'll just give it away. Eventually.
Hmm.
What?
You're going to wear the helmet tomorrow?
Well, no. Maybe. But I think it'll sound weird.
Are you done? Or are you still going to try for more today?
I'm going to try for more today.
Okay.
We could do one together if you want in a little bit.
Oh, I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm in.
It's awesome. Let me talk to Nick in Ohio who's on the phone. I'm obsessed with it now. It's crazy.
Morning, Steve.
It's like sports and gambling at the same time. But like $30. And what happens is like you could probably... What happens is they buy them in bulk, all these jerseys, through all these sealed boxes. Let's say they pay, I'm just going to make up a number, $10,000. But if they sell them all individually, they can make $16,000. So they have to sell them all, but they don't know what's in what. And so the people that get lucky get real lucky, and the people that don't just lose their money.
It's like sports and gambling and bingo.
And bingo.
Yeah.
All combined.
On TikTok.
It's really cool.
Wow. Yeah. Nick, sorry, buddy. What's up?
That's all right. Hey, good morning, studio.
Morning.
I was just wanting to know if we can get the Tuesday song. And then since you're talking about it, didn't know if, you know, if you wanted to part ways with the Bengals jersey.
I do not.
At one point, if you wanted to.
Okay. No, not right now, I don't.
That's a good try.
Hey, are you from Ohio?
I called for.
You from Ohio?
Yes, from Ohio.
Are you from Cincinnati? Oh, my ears fell out. Tell me what
it says. No. North.
He's from North.
Are you like a University of Cincinnati fan by any chance? Just say yes.
No,
just say yes. No. Just say yes.
He says he can be.
I have backpack full of a lot of Cincinnati, University of Cincinnati stuff. Like really nice backpack. A lot of stuff they gave us for too much access. Golf shirts that I'm not going to wear. So how about I send you this whole package?
Oh, awesome. That'd be great. Yeah, I'm a huge fan.
There you go. See?
He loves them.
I'll send it to him.
Go
that's
Bearcats.
Awesome. You want to do Tuesday song?
Oh, let's go.
Yeah. Right, hit it up. Dun, 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 dun. Never been more Tuesday than today.
Why?
Because it's Tuesday.
Oh.
And every song seems like it's about Friday or Saturday or the weekend or Monday. It's a sad song. But no, there are no songs about Tuesday. And I thought, well, that's not fair. So I wrote this song about Tuesday. The best day of the week. You all know it's my time. So I made a song about Tuesday. So happens it rhymes. The lowest number of crimes. A super bingo at 9. Don't know how you do your Tuesday. This is how I do mine. The sun comes up. There's a smile on my mouth. Why? Because I love Tuesday is the first thing I shout. Free Zumba this morning. Every Tuesday at 5. I got my spandex on. It's time to head to the Y. Tuesday. H-O-A Tuesday. Housewife's gon' booze day. I'm just talking about Tuesday. It's Tuesday. Is my recycling on the curb as I drive off? Yep, my recycling's on the curb. I mean, Fridays are fine because they're casual and all. But I'm always more productive on my Tuesday conference call. My after work plans. I got my spray tan. I'm drinking lemon water out of me some cayenne. Pebbles and Bam Bam. I'm watching C-SPAN. And then it's 2-for-1 at Sonic with the Coney in each hand. I'm singing Tuesday. HOA Tuesday. Housewives gon' booze day. I'm just talking about Tuesday. Tuesday, brown cow goes moose day. Eat some cashews day. I'm just talking about Tuesday. Here we go. I go to Mardi Gras on a Tuesday. I go to Krav Maga on a Tuesday. I'm playing Pokemon on a Tuesday. Came out of my mom on a Tuesday. That was not a recording. This is live, not a recording. Jamar Chase Jersey. See, that's the say something. You know, that's like current, so people know, like the
TikTok shop.
TikTok shop.
It's like bingo.
Bingo. Lose your money. Bingo. Lose your money. Thank you. That's
unless
Tuesday.
You're
so. Let's go to Angela in Kentucky. Unless you're me. Well, I still lost money. I just paid for these.
Yeah.
I got them very cheap. Angela in Kentucky. Hello.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
Okay, I've got two questions for you. First one is, how many jobs has Lunchbox had? Because he talks about Jason Staley a lot. And now he's talking about Sam's, and it seems like there was another one.
Check him off.
And
Dunkin' Donuts you're talking about.
Old.
Yeah.
Right, he's 40 years old, maybe 20 on the radio. What in the world jobs has he had?
List them out.
I started at Randall's when I was 15 years old. Boom. I was a grocery store. I was bagging groceries.
One.
Then I went to Dunkin' Donuts, and then I went to Sam's Club, and then I got laid off from there, and I went to Walmart, and then after Walmart, I went to Jason's Deli, but I also worked at UTSA as an orientation leader, and I worked for the San Antonio Spurs as a game day ops.
And then, even while I was working with the show, he went back to work.
Then I was on the radio, and I got a job at Costco because I needed to pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, Angela, thank you for that. That's a good question.
Wow, that's a lot
what was
of
your,
jobs.
What was your other one?
Well, for 3 years, I've called you on my birthday and talked to you. Friday, you weren't taking calls, so this was going to be my third year.
Oh, so your birthday was on a Friday.
I told Abby to answer it on Friday, and she said, no, we're not taking birthday calls.
Hey, if Angela from Kentucky calls, you better take her call.
And Abby goes, no birthday calls on this Friday.
Abby said she hates people named Angela from Kentucky.
She said that?
No, she didn't. And Lunchbox didn't say that either. Well, Angela, how'd your birthday go?
It was okay, except for I was a little disappointed I didn't get to talk to you.
Right.
But, you know.
Well, now you do.
There you go. And then next year, I'll call you again on my birthday, and hopefully it won't be on Friday.
Yeah,
hopefully. Oh, your birthday will be on a Saturday next year, though.
Is that how it works, though,
but
every year?
But this year's leap year. How does that mess up things?
I have no idea. Okay. I don't know. My brain's...
I don't know either.
Do we have an extra day this year?
Yeah.
Oh, stupid.
What month, Lunchbox?
I don't know.
Leap year, extra day, in what month?
$1,000
on the line.
Wow.
Oh.
He'll answer it. No problem. $1,000.
You got this, dude.
He's doing his knuckles.
What's the knuckles?
Well, I mean, if there's 31 days in a month, it can't be that month because then we'd have to. Well, that doesn't matter really.
Maybe it's 32.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Let's go with April.
Boom, wrong. February.
Man.
Is February tomorrow? No, 31st is tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Does it go to like February 32nd?
No, 29th.
Oh.
Yeah, 28 days is 28.
I have a cousin.
So I was right
on
the
joking,
knuckles thing.
You're joking, right?
Whoa, why are you looking at me like that?
I can't tell. And you need to know.
You think they're doing a bit right
now? Like, no. I've never understood
have
a
leap year.
Have you seen the act before, Amy?
Here's the thing about Amy. She looked at me and she goes, $1,000. Don't be stupid.
I knew it. Because I thought you were like doing that thing where you're like him and Hall. And
oh,
then,
him and Hall. You are the queen him and Hall.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Your Majesty. Your Highness. Wow. Okay, hold on. We'll come back.
Okay.
I do not know why our show is flagged as explicit on Apple Podcasts, but people that have their podcast filter on no explicit, our show isn't coming through.
Weird.
We don't cuss. We don't talk about anything that dirty. I mean, really not dirty at all, unless it's like later in the show and we talk about slightly more adult things, but still, it's not like we're dirty. Morgan, what do you think?
I don't know what's going on. Like, we've had a lot of people reach out to us and they are upset because it's not like automatic. automatically downloading for them anymore because it's explicit content.
Okay, would this be explicit content? Amy, talk about the Hinge thing.
Oh, this surprised me.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, so I've been on Hinge, whatever. Yeah, there's different filters you can pick, like the age range, what you're looking for, whatnot.
Hinge is a dating app, everybody, in case you didn't know, but go ahead.
Right, and so I see this one guy pop, like they pop up and you can just like X them out. Well, this guy pops up and it's a picture of him with a woman, like, and they look, sometimes you could tell it's like their best friend or their sister. This did not look that way. This was like, are they a couple? Like they're together. So I get curious. Instead of Xing out, I just scrolled down and they are a husband and a wife looking for like friends to hang out with.
Friends to hang out.
Yeah.
Oh my.
So they're
and
looking.
And I was like, wait, what filter do I have on? Like, I need to change this. It says, we'll get along if you're open-minded, respectful, and easygoing.
Well, you are open-minded, respectful, and easygoing.
Husband and wife looking for friends to go out and have a good time with and casual fun if the vibe is there.
It's the open-minded part.
I took a screenshot from the...
So is that something that you... Or is it just under his account and it's listed under him?
Yeah, I don't... You feel like if they don't do that on Hinge, they would flag that as...
I don't know what they do on Hinge.
Me neither. Yeah. But I
didn't
know.
Do that? Couples looking for...
Yeah, I've had several of them pop up. It's just... What? It's a matter of what... Like, so I have selected that I'm interested in men. So if they say they're interested in women, then
so if
naturally,
the couple's interested in women.
Yeah, then it's going to pop up in your thing.
But what if he's a man? But if...
It doesn't say that you can't do that. Like, that's an open part of the dating apps. And people do go on to find that.
So had you guys been talking or what?
No, I exited
out. What did
they
say?
I screenshot it to tell y'all and then I
That's about as explicit as we get.
Mm-hmm.
The best I can think of is when we were talking about all the stuff on the post show and maybe that got flagged.
Yeah, but even then, those weren't bad words.
I know, but I don't know what Apple considers explicit.
What about Lunchbox's like fun facts? Sometimes they're a little like dirty.
Here's the thing. You know a bird poops in its own mouth 17 right. times before it even brushes its teeth?
That could be explicit.
Yeah, I don't know. But we're trying to get to the bottom of it. We haven't like changed. We're not like going all rebel or anything.
Not yet.
There's a Bobby cast up with, her name's Abby Anderson. Now, we have Abby Lee Anderson on our show, who's our producer, phone screener. Abby Anderson is an artist. She's an excellent piano player. I took her on the road with me for a while. But, I mean, she's so good. She talked about writing her song, which is called Heart on Fire in Mexico. It's her grandma's story about her grandma was in Mexico working at a bar and met this soldier and just got pregnant after one night.
Oh, wow.
Here, listen to this.
He's in Fort Bliss. He goes over to Juarez with somebody's. That's where my nanny was working at a bar. Gorgeous lady. I mean, stunning. They meet at a bar, hook up. He goes back to the States, not knowing she's pregnant, has my mom. And my mom grows up knowing that her father was this army guy, somehow finds him when she's like 9 or 10 years old because she needed to get away from my nanny. She was not like a healthy person.
Wow.
And the song is called Heart on Fire in Mexico, and it's so good. Here's a clip. It's like true.
I love her.
But her name's, me too, she's the best. Her name's Abby Anderson, and we did a whole Bobbycast. You can search for the Bobbycast on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to your podcast. She talked about how she almost gave up music because she was on a record label and it was not going well. And then she left her deal, so she was independent, and she was like, I don't even know if I want to do this anymore. She said she got a sign from God that told her not to quit.
I almost quit. I think that was God. God's inside of us. I believe that. But like, it was just that gut tug that was like, you're not done yet. And every time I've taken that to God and was just like, I don't know that this is my path anymore. I don't know that this is for me. If it is, can you let me know? If I need to keep going, can you let me know? Instantly, it'll just be like, it was just this rush of peace that I got. And the words were, you got to keep going. Just keep going.
It's great. She's the best. The reason I stay is one of her other songs. Here's a clip of that.
Yeah, baby, you're the reason I'm crazy. And lady, you're the reason I cry. Yeah, you're the only reason I hate me. And love you at the same time.
She's like classically trained piano. She like did piano competitions, like she would travel around. Wild. She has six sisters. And I was like, are a bunch of sisters like a bunch of brothers? She's like, what do you mean? I was like, you guys just all fart on each other? She goes, yeah, it's all. Because there were just six girls.
That's funny.
Yeah. So check it out. She's A plus.
Is she signed now or is she still
independent? Yeah, she's with Virgin. She's with, has a kind of a, awesome. I'm not sure what that situation is, but she's not fully independent anymore. She's too good.
Let's go.
But yeah, but she's really great. Abby Anderson on the Bobbycast. And I'll say this, we have one more ball that Eddie and I are going to sign. I bought all these footballs to sign and give out for too much access, but then we forgot and we started doing basketball episodes. So if you comment on my Too Much Access episode on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, we just sign a ball and give it to somebody. But it's a football, but for a basketball show.
It's all right.
But y'all just go with the season.
We do, but we have a football that we signed.
Because Bobby bought too many footballs.
About too many footballs.
Right.
It's the next show, too many footballs. But if you go to Mr. Bobby Bones and you put a comment under that episode, we did the Indiana Pacers. We hung out with the team and worked out, and there you go. All right, cool. Everybody good?
Yeah.
All right.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Winter Haven, Florida. A man was upset because a car kept speeding through his neighborhood. Vroom, vroom. So you think, hey, call the cops. Say, yay, slow down. Nah, grabbed a beer can. Wah! Threw it at the car. Then grabbed his AR-15.
Oh, wow.
Da, da, da! Yeah. Shot at the car.
Well, that escalated dramatically.
From a beer can to the, yeah.
At first I thought, was the beer can full? If so, that's crazy.
It was full.
Well, yeah, but then he jumped to the gun.
That's crazy.
That's criminal. So they go arrest him, right?
Yeah, they go arrest him, and they believe he had been...
Well, he threw a beer, so obviously there had to be beer around.
Yeah.
He must have had a surplus of beer to throw one. Okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Morgan monitors our social media and tells us if a lot of people are saying the same thing. So we have two things. What's the first one?
Well, so you guys remember Harold Scott, the guy that Amy saw on a billboard that needs a kidney?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I needed a kidney donated. Did somebody donate?
So he wrote, Harold himself wrote us on our Facebook Live to tell us that a lot of people came through to test, but still no match.
So people are coming through to test. Man, I wonder what the deal, like, is it a specific type of, like, I wonder, see if he give you more details.
Okay, see if I can get some more from him. But yeah, he said so far, like, there have been people that have come in to test, especially after he came on the show, but no match.
Well, big shout out to everybody who has at least attempted.
Yeah, no, that's
Eddie.
Huge.
No, I haven't attempted. I'd like to do that someday.
He'd like
though.
To one day, though, he says.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
All right, what else?
And then another listener wrote me about Lunchbox's car proposal idea for Eddie and I, and he told me that there are actually insurance gaps. So if your vehicle is being used for business purposes, you can reach out to your insurance, and they'll... set you up for it.
So if you guys end up doing basically, it's Airbnb
for cars,
for your car,
yeah,
that you have to pay a different kind of insurance for that.
Yeah, essentially it changes your insurance.
Oh no,
it makes sense because somebody you don't know is going to be driving it.
I know, but that's
I'm sure
hassle.
The rates go up
but
a little
it's a
bit.
Business, but you'll be making money, so
you're going to be making a lot of money. We will be making a lot of money.
Part of your investment.
You do have to give him 20%.
No,
that's the deal. All right, thank you guys. We will see you tomorrow on the show. Goodbye, everybody.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.